Hey guys, it's me, Sue. Welcome to Overthinker Society. This is Sue, like I just said. Pardon me for being so awkward. It's been a while since I did one of these episodes, and I'm also frankly quite distracted by the whole latency of my earphones right now. I'm gonna take it off, do it raw. I do not need to listen to my voice in order to make it a good podcast. If anything, just sitting there and focusing on my real voice instead of fucking my real voice going through the mic, going through the interface, going through the computer, going through the headphones. No wonder why it's lagging. It ain't real. This is as live as it can get. I'm just listening to my voice as I am doing this. I find it quite unbearable to listen to my own self sometimes. It's like kind of weird. That's why I love singing. That's why I love like recording stuff sometimes, because when I put those headphones on, I suddenly get just warped into another dimension of music where I sound gorgeous, where I sound like Ariana Grande because I got fuck ton of autotune on. Yes, I do use autotune. I love autotune and it is my life. I live for autotune. Where's my water bottle? Just a second, I'm sorry.
Water bottle? God, golly me.
Hello. Recently I've been having a hard time just turning on the camera. It has always been a problem of mine to just turn the camera on. It has always been a problem because, you see, I am Virgo to my own demise. I'm way too much of a perfectionist. I'm way too anal when it gets to detail and perfection. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes it's actually just soul crushing because I never actually end up doing anything or putting anything out, even when I've got all these material piled up. It's always been a challenge for me to just turn the camera on, unscripted, like having no fucking clue what I'm going to talk about for the duration of the next 3 minutes, 5 minutes, who knows how long this video is going to be. It's a little nerve-wracking, but that is exactly the reason why I decided to come back today. And I'm gonna make this my resolution to upload this today, the day of the recording of this, because I think I just need to. I'm at a point where if I get caught up in the perfection that lies in editing, if I focus way too much on, am I showing the right side of my life? Am I speaking too much truths? Am I being too much like myself, or am I being too little like myself? I start to overthink, and before you know it, there is no Overthinker Society. There is none. You know, it's how ironic is that I started out this podcast hoping that I can find a way to cope with this chronically overthinking crazy ass brain that's about to like burst if I don't do something about it, to a point now where that very act of overthinking all the time has actually stopped me from uploading any new episodes the last almost 6-7 months. A lot of this whole thing, and I realize now that I don't know if it's still the same, but I realize that I've got 1,000 people listening on this podcast. That's, I don't know if they're still willing to channel in, but that's a lot. And if I could just sum up succinctly to however many of you guys who might be listening to this or watching this right now, if I could sum up succinctly as to why I just disappeared, no new music, no new content, no nothing over the last close to a year now, is that I've been scared of telling the truth. That sounds cheesy. It sounds cheesy. The truth. Oh, the truth. I will spill the truth. I don't got no grandiose truths. I don't know any truths about the government. I don't know anything about politics. I don't know anything about, I don't give a shit. Left, right, middle, I don't give a shit. I want everybody to be happy and live in peace and without cancer for as long as they like to. You know, I don't give a shit. It's just when I mention truth, it means truth for my own little small universe. And I have created a universe over the last 3.5 years of my career just kind of sprouting all of a sudden out of nowhere in the middle of the pandemic, thanks to one song and thanks to Reddit, to like now. It's been 3 years, and I have built this certain narrative of myself, of Su Li. Like, what is Su Li? Who is Su Li? When is Su Li? Why is Su Li? And everything started out as very innocently, as anything always does, from pure-hearted, wholesome place in all of our hearts, where I'm just trying to make good music, fun music, and I'm just trying to make music. That's all there is. But became more than that. It became like, became me and my identity, and starting to think a little more seriously about what am I fucking doing out there? What am I putting out? What am I doing with my life? Messy Sexy last year was kind of a turning point for me, in that I realized this industry of running my own music business, my artist business, is harder than I anticipated it to be. I realized that I was naive, because I was a pandemic baby. I'm a pandemic baby. I knew nothing about the industry. I knew nothing about music production. I knew nothing about songwriting. I knew nothing. I still don't know any of the big names in the industry. I still don't know. I'm just trying to write music. That's good. And do the best I can. Yeah, I was naive, and I think when I decided to come to America earlier this year to like settle, you know, I'm a Korean, but I'm gonna make my roots. I'm gonna dig deep into this root in LA. I'm gonna be that person who makes it here. I'm gonna be the next BTS who breaks it, who breaks the market. And I come here in February 2023. And everything from there was, I feel like, felt almost too overwhelming. The life became just way too overwhelming. Reality became way too overwhelming. People became overwhelming for me to even put out music. And it didn't really help that the people that I speak of were my team people, like the people that I'd worked with. And that's the going back to the whole truth subject that I mentioned earlier, this is the truth that I'm talking about, that I have made my personal life such a big part of my brand, and I love it. I love it. I don't get me wrong. I love myself, and I always say that I'm so fucking grateful that I'm not known as that girl who puts on makeup and just like just smiling all the time, skinny all the time, pretty all the time, beautiful all the time. Looks like she's got makeup on 24/7 all the time. I'm glad that I'm not that girl. I'm glad that people and my fans like me for this, whatever this is, and my music, whatever, my podcast, this, my life, everything. And I think I just got a little confused having had that such a transparent and like such a real and raw brand for myself, and have like all my some questionable things that have happened that I didn't talk about. And I think it started to drive me a little crazy. I'm just scared to, I was never scared to share the good news. I was never scared to share that, oh, Sue's got a new team. Sue's got these new people. Let's share all the photos, all the celebrations, all the smiles. And yet when things go down, things fall apart, there's some tension, then everybody's like, kind of seems to be like, shh, 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 shh. There's this weird, I'm like, I don't know what I'm scared for. I really don't know what I'm scared for. If anything, I think I'm scared for my reputation. Because, you know what? I don't give a shit about reputation no more. Actually, I lied. That's not my... Because if I did care about my reputation, if I did fear for anything negative that comes as a consequence of this, I wouldn't be recording this right now. I mean, maybe I may be second guessing whether or not I should upload this, but that's what I have been kind of dealing with the last couple months. Life hasn't been good. I went through a lot. I don't know where to begin. Car, the weird buying my first car and the car getting towed away for no reason, that the other dealer didn't do his job, and I got ripped off from my car, and then my manager just drops me overnight and I get kicked out of the house, and then friends leave me. Health gets deteriorated. Mental health deteriorated. Get a new boyfriend for the first time in my life. And that's hard. First boyfriend, first relationship, and it's challenging. And there are much, so many things that I want to be like saying right now, and yet I can't bear to say it. I don't know why. I fear for people who have in the past said, don't talk about this, don't talk about these people, don't talk about this person, don't talk about this issue, don't talk about this song, don't talk about that person, don't talk about this payment, that payment. I don't know anymore. I wish the whole mindset that I came in with, I mean, I get, I really wanted this episode, my comeback episode, to be lighthearted and fun and just filled with great news. But I realized it's better to just come by and say hi and trust that the listeners will probably still appreciate that. That's my faith. I've been recently going live a lot on Twitch, on Instagram, and I used to go live because I loved the attention. I loved the people who just find me interesting, and that still holds true to this date now, but I think the reason has shifted from kind of attention seeking to now being more like, I'm going through a lot and I'm lonely. Going through a lot of the things on my own. You know, I'm so lucky to have a really small but really tight group of a community of people who are just there to help me. And I know for a fact the real ones wouldn't give a shit if I name dropped anyone. They would believe me. I know that. I got such a great gang of people who will probably just so nice that I get a sense that they're probably going to believe anything that comes out of my mouth, even if it's bullshit. Or maybe not. You guys are actually really smart probably. So, I mean, you're probably smart enough to tell if I'm lying, because, and by the way, I'm a terrible liar. I have finally gotten to a point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired alone. That's it. I ain't doing this because I want my songs to fly. I ain't doing this because I want to get popular. I just think I want there to be at least more than zero witnesses. It's my footprint. As someone who has, and I don't mean to like trigger anyone, I say this in the most stoic sense possible, so please keep that in mind. I'm in no danger of doing anything dangerous to myself anytime soon, or but as somebody who has had many suicidal thoughts and actually has attempted a few times, I think camera is becoming like my best friend. I used to hate myself. I still hate my fucking face when I have to edit it. I hate editing my face. I hate editing my voice. I hate editing it. But at least when the camera's on, I feel like this is hopeful, because this is a potential of more than zero witnesses. And I've lived my whole life, with the exception of a few moments here and there, but I've lived with zero witnesses, except for my mom and little sister. And we've gone through a lot. That's why we're so tight. And I guess I'm using that as a way to maybe persuade myself, perhaps if all these kind of hardships that I went through with my mom and youngin being my witnesses, and me being their witness too, going through really, really nutty shit. Trust me, we have gone through some nutty shit. Our family ain't normal. I ain't normal. But, if that has given birth to the relationship that I have with my mom and my little sister today, which is priceless. You can't buy that shit. You can't buy that connection. You can't buy the bond. Maybe I might be able to do the same thing with the internet. I don't know. Whoever's listening to, I don't like the internet because it generalizes. More than zero witnesses, they'll know that this happened. I guess I kind of get what how Will Smith felt in I Am Legend, where he was like recording voice notes and broadcasting through radio, like, if there are any survivors out there, I'll be out here fishing at the I don't know where the fuck he was fishing. It was like somewhere in New York or something. I don't know if you can even fish in New York. I feel like I've gone through one of these rambles where I just talk about semantics and nothing solid. I talk about aloof things like, oh, the truth. And yet I haven't really dropped that much truth, I feel like. Or maybe I'm just getting used to spilling the truth, because that's what I want to be like. I ain't trying to do the whole Me Too movement. Sue too. No, I'm not trying to do that. I think I want to correct that. If there is any kind of, that is definitely one thing that I don't want to come across as the victim. I ain't a victim. I'm a survivor. I'm a fighter. That's a distinction. That's why I don't like name drops. I don't do name drops. I just tell how I feel and what happened so that I can get it off my chest and learn from it with my witnesses. That's all there is. Self-improvement, man. I love myself too much. Ironic as it may sound, from coming from a girl who says, like, I hate myself, I'm suicidal all the time. I do love myself. I like myself. I like my world. I may be crazy and I hate my crazy ass brain, but I like myself better than those basic ass bitches out there who's got nothing going on in their brains, but just freeloading. And trust me, over the last couple months, I have encountered countless number of people like that. People who just want to freeload. Do the work. Do the work. And I realized, you know what? If I'm going to say something like this, do the work, then I'd better do the work myself too. That's why I turned this camera on. Because, you know what? I'm the artist. My job is to share. My job is to tell the story. I realized music ain't enough anymore. Music's not enough anymore. I want to make good music, and good music takes time. And I'm making it. I'm making it, but it ain't fast enough for my crazy ass life and my slow ass song processing process. I need other outlets. That's why I've been writing a lot. I don't know what I'm doing this. I'm writing a lot. I'm writing nonstop. I love writing. And I want to show it off. I'm a hard worker, but I'm an exhibitionist as well. That's why I love anime. They always show the hard work. Seen Naruto training? Have you seen that shit? Pretty hardcore. Homeboy doesn't sleep. Naruto never slept. That's why he looks like a kid, even when he's grown up. He never slept. He never grew up. That's bullshit. Naruto looks hot when he's grown up. Just never followed through, that's all. All I'm saying is I'm anime. I'm anime. I'm fearful for my life that this video ain't gonna be edited. But hey, isn't that the charm of it all? I'll probably call this episode something like Social Anxiety Disorder Recovery Project. I like that. Well, thank you guys for this short but hopefully sweet enough for y'all to still be interested to tune in to the next episode. Thank you for staying with me with my social anxiety disorder recovery project / Overthinker Society. I forget how to end the podcast, so I'm just going to end it with today's sponsor is God. God has given me a lot of drama lately in my life. That's a lot of stories to tell. So thank you, God, for sponsoring this life and this video. And please keep me alive. Please, please, please give me some sanity. Please make me rich. Please make us all rich and beautiful and healthy, and give us all a dynamite level longevity. We're unbeatable. May us all. Thank you. Thank you for listening. I'll see you later. Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, official Suli PO box open. I'm gonna make a vlog soon. Please send me things. Thank you. Bye-bye.